It's July 4th, which means that it's Independence Day. Sorry, the 4th of July. Yay! No. I'm not bitter about the tea. Really, I'm not. I'm over it. It's been a while. It's been a few years. I mean, so you threw a lot of tea in the harbour. I'm fine with it. I'm not angry. I'm absolutely fine. And I absolutely hope that you have a wonderful day with your parades and your fireworks and your lack of tea. I'll sit here with my cup of tea, just enjoying my day and thinking about all the things that annoy me about America. Okay, I'm not completely over the tea. So, America is a wonderful country, but there are a few things which I don't really want to mention them, but the date. I mean, really? The date? Does it really seem logical? Month, day, year. Is that logical to you? Do you really think that makes sense? I mean, to me, day, month, year just seems, you know, it seems a civilized way to write the date, but I'm not saying you're not civilized. I mean, of course you're civilized. I mean, I know that you're a civilized country. It's not like you would throw tea in the harbor. I mean, that would be completely savage. But seriously, why do you write the date the wrong way round? And while we're talking about the wrong way round, why do you drive on the wrong side of the road? And you do. You drive on the wrong side of the road. You do. You really do. But I'm being petty. I'm being very petty, and I'm sorry. Let me just have a bit more tea. Yes, I still have tea. You didn't get to it yet. Savages. So, you know what? I don't hate America. I love America. I mean, what could be annoying? The spelling. Okay, spell colour for me, okay? Just spell it with me. C, well done. O, lovely. L, super. O, fantastic. Oh, you had to throw it all away there, didn't you? You forgot the U. You forgot the fucking U. I mean, did it get lost somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean? I don't know. Why can't you spell properly? Canada spells correctly. See, this is why we love Canada. Also, Canada didn't throw tea in the harbour. But, you know, that's not an issue with me. I don't mind about the tea. It's absolutely fine. And speaking of letters, what the fuck is a Z? Oh, you mean Z? Z. And I don't understand how you could get confused with that because you seem to love that letter so much because you put it everywhere and S is meant to go. We're back to the fucking spelling. And breathe. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. I'm sorry. I just need a bit more tea. I still have tea. No, you didn't throw it away. Not yet. But America is a lovely country. It's a wonderful country. Not as good as Canada, but let's face it, Canada knows how to spell. They do have this, like, French problem, but, you know, spelling is important. I mean, America has a lot going for it. It has coffee? I mean, that's a great thing, isn't it? Coffee's amazing. I mean, you sit back and have your coffee and I'll just drink my tea. Stay the fuck away from my tea. I'm serious. Step back. I will stab you. Oh, you love how I say that. You love my accent. Oh, thank you. No, I don't know the Queen. No, I don't know the Prime Minister. No. Yes, I live in London, but no, Scotland is actually not close to London at all. Ireland? No, Ireland's not even in... No, Ireland? No, we're different countries. Ugh! But I'm fine with it. I'll just sip my tea and be absolutely fine with it because it's your day, America. Your day of independence. And I want you to be happy. I want you to have a good time. I also want you to stay the fuck away from my tea. Just in case I haven't mentioned it. I don't think I have mentioned it. I mean, I'm just going to maybe eat some biscuits with my tea. Wait, that's not a biscuit. That's not a biscuit. This is a biscuit. A cookie. This is not a cookie. This is a biscuit. An Oreo. Are you fucking... You can fuck right off. You can fuck off with your Oreo and your coffee and your tea savage ways. Sorry. A little bit bitter. Tiny, tiny, tiny little bit bitter. But, you know, it's your day. Your Independence Day. I hope you're having a very good day. Wonderful day. Stay the fuck away from my tea. But like I said, I love America. America is a country of many wonderful things, such as my ex-boyfriend. Actually, he's Mexican. America has no tea. No. You have iced tea, which is full of sugar. And you try and make me make that for you. You can fuck right off. It's fine. I mean, it's not your fault. You don't have proper kettles. I mean, you don't even have proper out, like, sockets. You can't turn your sockets off. I mean, are you trying to kill yourself? I'm not... Maybe this... No, I'm not going to touch that. I'm just going to leave that there. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. I mean, just because you don't have kettles doesn't mean that you're not civilized. You're throwing tea in the harbour, that means you're not civilized. But it's not an issue, and I'm completely fine with it. I am. I'm absolutely fine. Absolutely, completely fine with it. Perfectly fine. Not an issue. Don't mind the tea at all. The Oreo thing, though. I mean, Oreos aren't biscuits. No. That's not a biscuit. That is not a biscuit. And no, that's not lemonade. No, that's not lemonade. No, it's not. Maybe it's a translation issue. Let me just double check and let's see. The language I'm looking for is English. And it's got an American fucking flag. Oh, you can fuck off! Okay, there are a few things that annoy me about America. But I still love you. I love you with all of my heart. Not as much as Canada. Definitely not as much. I mean, Canada is definitely the favourite child. But America has a lot going for it. And I want to hold you close and just give you a big hug on today. Independence Day. Of course, this is all a ruse. I'm just trying to get close to you because I have plans. Because you threw tea in the fucking harbour and you... Oh, you're going to pay for it. You are really, really going to pay for it. But enjoy your day. I mean, enjoy the fireworks. Enjoy the parades. I mean, you have no idea the pain that's headed your way. You should never have mishandled the tea. You're going to regret it. Happy Independence Day!